Well, I couldn't tell you the Salt War ain't too far from me. I just ain't never been there.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Suspenders.
What do you call gravy that people make by adding water to ham grease?
Gravy. Well, that's something to put over your ration to eat.
What do you call the liquid that people burn in lamps?
A wick.
And what about the liquid that you put in there?
A kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Claws.
Will it pull? Or a pull hog?
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Granny.
Okay. What do people call homemade whiskey?
You take a buck and make it, and solve it in bed, and make it the bill, and get a can and a pipe and a troll, and run it through that, and make pickle. I've done that all my days up to a Johnny's Cake.
And what do people call that stuff that they make?
Moonshine.
Okay. And what's the name for bad moonshine?
That some ain't no good.
Uh-huh.
Tastes solvent or that.
What do you call things that children like to play with? You might say a child would hope to get a lot of what for Christmas?
Well, they like to play most anything children do.
Yeah, and what do you call anything that children play with? You know, would you call them toys or play things?
Yeah.
Which one would you call them?
We go to the store on Christmas and buy toys and dolls and all that things.
Now, this next part has to do with word patterns. If we were talking about reading a book, I might ask you, has the book been read? And you might answer, yes, yesterday I read the book, say. Now, if we were talking about singing a song, you might ask me, has the song been sung? And the answer might be, yes, yesterday I sang the song. So you see, it's all the same thing as singing, but it changes.
Mm.
Now, if we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask, has that tree over there ever been?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, now, if we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask somebody, has that tree ever been, what would you say? If you wanted to know if a boy had gone up the tree, you'd say, has it ever been?
I don't know.
Well, let me try it this way. If we were talking about, let's see, doing some work, and you wanted to find out about the work, you might ask, has the work ever been
done?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday someone...
Yeah.
You'd say someone, what, the work? So I say, has the work been done? You say, yeah. Yesterday someone...
What does this so yesterday?
Okay, fine. Now, if we were talking about riding a horse, say, you might ask, has that horse ever been...
Really?
Uh-huh. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday someone...
Read the horse.
If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been...
Rung.